Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I thought I'd gotten a recording. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, listen, I don't know what the deal is, but I went down Birmingham Health Department, came on Channel 6 News and said that I not having an ID wouldn't be a problem. I went down there. I got my first vaccination. They actually faxed me to my house my confirmation letter 2 hours before my second vaccination, and I went down there with that letter and my card from my first vaccination, and the doctor refused to vaccinate me because I didn't have an ID.
Right, yeah, you have to have an ID in order to get vaccinated.
So if you're poor and can't afford ID, you don't get a vaccination.
Basically, that's correct. Yes, sir. That's just the policy. So if you don't have an ID or like a passport or anything like that, then they won't be able to vaccinate you.
So
it's basically
vaccinated.
Go ahead.
How are you supposed to get vaccinated if you're poor and can't afford an ID?
That's what I'm saying. You can't get vaccinated at all. So, I mean, you probably would have to contact the health department in your county to see if there's any other way, anything else that you can provide to get vaccinated. But I know as far as the policy, you do have to have like an ID or a passport in order to get vaccinated.
Well,
basically,
why did somebody come out and the Channel 6 News and say that there would be no ID required from the health department?
I mean, I wouldn't know of that information. I just can only go by the health department and their policy. So yeah, I know a lot of health departments, they do recommend you have an ID or some type of proof of identity to get a vaccination.
So basically, if you're poor in the state, you can't get vaccinated. You can just go off and die.
No, sir.
Well, that's what you're telling me. If you're poor in this state, can't afford an ID, you can just basically die. That's exactly what you're telling me.
That's not what I'm telling you.
Well, then what are you telling me? Because you're telling me if I don't have an ID, I can't get vaccinated.
That's the policy. That's what they require. It has to be, basically, you have to have something showing that you're...
If you're poor and don't have an ID, you can die.
You have to have something showing that you're 16 and older, because that's the age category right now to get vaccinated.
Okay, well, why? I mean, y'all sent me, what you're telling me is if you're poor and can't afford an ID, you can just basically go off and die. That's what you're telling me. That's exactly what you're telling me, because you're telling me if I can't afford an ID, I can't get vaccinated.
Yes, you have to have some type of proof showing you're 16 and older. Yes, sir.
So if I can't afford an ID, I can basically just die then, right?
I'm not saying that, but, I mean, you can contact the health department.
You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me I'm required to have an ID, but then if I can't afford one, then I can just basically go get corona and go die if I can't afford an ID.
Okay. The only thing else, if you don't have an ID, the only thing else I could recommend is you contacting the health department to see if there's any other ways.
That's who I contacted, and that's who refused to vaccinate me. They sent a confirmation letter to my house. Now, who else could have that confirmation letter but me? And I'm 50-something years old. I shouldn't have to be able to prove that I'm over 16. I'm almost 60 years old. And you're basically telling me if I can't afford an ID, I can just go get corona and die.
I didn't say that, no.
And I'm taking care of my 60-year-old mother at home who's terrified because I can't get vaccinated. And you're refusing to vaccinate me if I can't afford an ID.
Okay, well, I do apologize, but that's just the company's policy. Every health department requires you have an ID or passport.
I'm going to call Washington, D.C. and tell them the state of Alabama, if you're poor and can't afford ID and you're taking care of your family, that you basically just can go get corona and die. I'm fixing to call Washington now because this is bull crap, because that's exactly what you're telling me. That's exactly what you're telling me. If you're poor and can't afford an ID, you can just go get corona and die.
Well, that's the policy. You have to have a ID or passport to get vaccinated.
That's your policy. That is your policy. If you're poor and can't afford ID, we don't care. You can just go get corona and die. That's
okay.
Exactly what you just told me.
Okay, was there anything else I could help you with?
No, but I'm glad you told me that. I'm fixing to call Washington.
Okay, you have a good day.